John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, it's me, Ed Peterson.
Oh, hi, Ed. It's me, John Kilticker.
It's the High Gain Podcast.
High Gain Podcast.
We talk about guitars, yes. Amps, pedals, basses, grandpa guitars.
All of it. The whole range.
Yeah.
We are in West Seattle, Washington.
Beautiful West Seattle.
Today it is. It's sunny.
It's lovely out.
Yeah.
Went to the West Seattle Farmers Market.
How was that?
It was great.
What was the overalls to dog ratio?
Today's overall ratio was really low. There was a 12-year-old kid.
In overalls?
With like a Casio keyboard doing the buskin kind of thing, right?
Right.
But ripping November Rain on keyboard, you know, some GNR.
Wow.
Seemed like that would be actually kind of a difficult deal. So that's cool. If you're in West Seattle, you can see 12-year-olds doing GNR songs from 30 years ago.
Did you tip him?
I didn't have any cash, and I felt really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't carry cash. Who does that?
Okay, boomer.
Okay.
I've got a guitar here today, Ed.
Yeah? I kind of like the tuxedo vibe, the white and black.
Yeah.
It's a subdued fancy.
I really dig the chrome hardware.
Mm-hmm.
They chose not to do gold.
Yeah.
This is a K guitar.
The Chicago Boys.
The Chicago Boys.
We love those dudes.
Yeah. Once they went out of business, it went through kind of a succession of people buying the naming rights.
Okay.
Until around 1998 or so. The owner at that time was using the name to sell parts and accessories until he could fire up a full-on reissue game.
Have we talked about these guys before, New K?
No.
We've only talked Chicago Boys.
Yeah.
Maybe a little later we could do a brief rundown of the Chicago Boys.
I think we should.
I don't know. They made a bunch of guitars in Chicago.
And this is the Barney Kessel Pro.
Mm.
Named after Barney Kessel, Studio Cat Extraordinaire.
Is that a reissue of an old K?
It is.
Have we done the old Barney Kessel?
No.
Okay.
We're breaking new ground here.
Oh my gosh. Left and right. Beverages.
Beverages, Ed.
That was Reverse Delay from the Strymon, maybe?
No, that was the Dan Electro Backtalk.
Got it.
All it does is reverse delay. That's it.
That is an effect that must be used lightly.
Yes.
Reverse delay. You don't want that to be your thing. Aspiring guitar players out there, what's my sound? It's not reverse delay.
Maybe that first knob is a mix knob and I should have paid more attention to it.
I think you did a great job, John.
Thank you. You've got a wide assortment of beverages there.
Well, I got this Bo Hill blueberry juice. The ingredients of this is 547 cold pressed heirloom blueberries, nothing more.
Wait, 547? Somebody counted those.
That's someone's job, is to count out 547, apparently at bohillblueberries.com.
Can you imagine being the quality control person?
548, throw it away.
Who put an extra blueberry in this?
Yeah, or one less, even worse. Take a shot or mix it, it says.
Oh.
So I went upstairs and I got a couple of fancy wine glasses.
Oh.
And I'm probably going to spill blueberry juice on us.
Careful for your clothing.
I know. Are you ready?
Are you saying one of these is for me?
Yeah, I'm not drinking them both. Dos Vidania or something.
Sláinte.
That's great. I would actually just drink that.
I can feel the antioxidants.
I'm straight vibing.
Super vibe.
Wow.
That's really good. Thanks, Ed.
Yeah. It says take a shot. I wonder if it's one of those too much of a good thing. Because I would totally just chug this. The Bo Hill boys, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Shout out, bohillblueberries.com.
They have figured it out.
They dialed it in.
Yeah. I wonder how many counters they employ.
All of them.
Seasonal help, high school kids during the holidays.
Counting them out.
Ed has also gotten me.
Oh, yeah.
A latte.
Soy. I went with soy.
Soy latte from Uptown Espresso. I appreciate that, Ed.
Home of the Velvet Foam.
Velvet Foam.
Don't want to give the high gain bunker away, but you're pretty close.
Yes. And after that shot, mm-hmm. I'm going to be having Petey's Bing Energizing Juice Beverage.
What's the probiotic story on that?
Well, this is made with caffeine, B vitamins, and ginseng.
No probiotics?
I see no mention of it.
I still haven't really gone out of my way to work on my probiotic thing. I got some broccoli that I might eat.
Should we go back just a little bit? Briefest of K.
Chicago.
Chicago, and we can kind of tell the story here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, borrowing guitars.
Yeah.
We got this from new sponsor.
Uh-huh.
Thunder Road Guitars.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com?
Yes, Uncle Frank and the crew.
Okay. What are they up to these days?
Well, they sell new and used and vintage stuff.
Mm,
they're dealers for Gibson, Fender, Rickenbacker, Jackson, Charvel, Gretsch. So you can get all of those brands, new or used.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff is coming in all the time.
Yeah. Well, how do you take advantage of that?
Oh, if you go to ThunderRoadGuitars.com.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com.
And you buy something,
mm-hmm.
make sure to put in the promo code HIGAIN10.
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 I'm going to have some more of this blueberry juice. Okay?
You should.
Okay. You know, the thing with Chicago?
Yeah.
I imagine when guitar manufacturing was at its height, the revenue that came from guitar manufacturing, from Harmony and Kay, into Chicago, it had to be substantial, right? Where a huge part of Detroit is the automobile industry. And somehow, when auto manufacturing went down, the city just went with it. Guitars left Chicago, and Chicago did not just nosedive.
No.
How come?
Because they're Chicago.
All their eggs were not in one basket.
No.
It was in making guitars, killing animals, and wind.
And organized crime.
Oh. You cannot discount organized crime. Maybe the crime was a little disorganized in Detroit.
That's right.
Disorganized crime. The worst. The worst.
Well, this whole story starts with the Gretschel Instrument Company. They were founded in Chicago in 1890.
Time? It's just so weird. I was watching Rosemary's Baby last night.
Cool.
There's this reference where they're like, oh, the doctor is 80 years old. It's 1968, right? That meant that guy who's 80 was born in like 1890. And it's just crazy to think these dudes, like Barney Kessel, turn of the century dudes.
And now that's us.
I know.
You were born in the 1900s?
Man, you are old.
1921, firmly into the 20th century, they were renamed the Stromberg-Voisinet Company.
Yeah, that's a bad name.
Violins, ukuleles.
Voisinet?
Voisinet, yes. But then in 1923, there's a guy.
Ooh.
His name is Henry Kurmeier. Okay. His middle name is K.
Henry K. Kurmeier?
Yeah. He joins the company, the Stromberg-Voisinet Company. We lost Henry. We lost him in 1956.
Big dong coming in for Hank.
He was born in 1894.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But, you know, one door closes, one door opens.
Oh.
The year that Henry joined Stromberg-Voisinet, 1923, there's a guy born in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Barney Kessel is born. He is an Okie from Muskogee, as the song goes.
What song?
Okie from Muskogee by Merle Haggard.
Oh.
In 1928, though, Hank, as he's known, he buys a whole damn company. He must have done pretty well for himself from 23 to 28.
Yeah, I mean, he was just an employee, right?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe that's another one of those things that you could just do back in the oldie times. Work somewhere for like 5 years and then, oh, I think I'm going to buy Ford.
Yeah.
You know? What?
Yeah. And he decides, fateful decision, I think, in 1928. The violins and the ukuleles, all that stuff, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we should get with the times, Dad. They want to make electric guitars and amps.
19 what?
28.
Okay.
It's mostly amps, and the electrics were mostly lap steels at that point, but they want to get into it.
Yeah.
And they want them to be low and mid-price models.
That's kind of the Chicago deal, right?
Yeah.
They're not real high-end boys, generally speaking.
So they do that for a couple of few years, until in 1931, official name change. The K Musical Instruments Company.
If I drink all of this blueberry juice, am I going to do one of those weird Willy Wonka, you know, the girl like turns into a blueberry?
Dip a piece of broccoli in it.
I don't know what your deal is.
I want to see you dip broccoli in blueberry juice. Pretty good, huh?
Whatever.
You put all that stuff in your smoothies anyway.
I do.
You know.
I'm going to have to save some of this blueberry juice for smoothies.
That would oxidize you pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, like our good friends over at Harmony, they're making instruments as house brands for other people.
Of course. Silvertone.
Yeah. They did do Silvertones. Kay and Harmony both did.
Right.
Sherwood, Airline, Old Craftsman, True Tone. All these different brands for different retail outlets.
Yep.
Meanwhile, in the early 1940s, Barney Kessel.
17.
Yeah. He moves to Los Angeles.
Mm.
He's a hell of a player. He's practicing 16 hours a day.
That's a lot of guitar playing.
People think dude's pretty weird. He's sitting in jazz clubs. He's playing on the radio. He's doing session dates. Apparently, he's a wizard. Dude can play anything, anytime, anywhere.
Do we know him from stuff?
Yeah. Mm. We know him from more stuff than I even wrote down.
Okay.
Just for instance.
You're going to drop one on me?
In 1947, he recorded with Charlie Parker.
I've heard of him.
He was also in Chico Marx's big band. Not everybody knows that all of the Marx brothers played instruments quite well. Now, Kay is subcontracting their amp production to Valco, also in Chicago. So now they're going to concentrate primarily on the guitar stuff, which is great, I think.
I think it's fantastic.
This is where the two threads meet.
Okay.
Barney's making a name for himself to the tune of being voted year after year one of the best guitarists there is. Who are the best guitar players? Kessel is always on that list.
Yeah.
So Kay thinks we should get Barney on board. They approach him. He says, yeah, sure. We'll make a Barney line. It'll have three guitars in it. In 1956, they introduced the Gold K line, the letter K.
Oh, I see.
There are three models. The top of that line is the Kessel Jazz Special.
Mm.
And it is kind of full-size hollow body with F-holes and fine appointments all over the place.
Yep.
Split block inlays.
Fancy boy.
Yeah. And then one down from that is called the Kessel Artist. Essentially the same thing, except it's less fancy. And then the bottom of the line is this, Kessel Pro. It's smaller in size. This is not as big as a 335 is.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other appointments are the same. It has some pretty interesting things to it. But let's hear it first, shall we?
Oh, okay, sure.
It has two single coil pickups, and the covers over these pickups are clear acrylic. These are called Kleenex box pickups.
They do look like a Kleenex box, yeah. The top.
Yeah, the tailpiece is called a crosshair tailpiece.
Ooh, like a gun sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
And the headstock is called a Kelvinator headstock, like the old refrigerators.
The headstock is pretty rad. It's got the funny little dots in it. It's very 50s deco kind of looking.
It is.
What year is this?
What year did they come out? 56.
Perfect. It looks very 1956.
It's really nice.
And so this is a pretty faithful reproduction?
Yep.
Okay. Are you going to give me some necky action? Show the listeners a cool chord.
The dopiest of the majors, the major 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personal opinion.
Dopiest.
Whenever I play a major 7, I would much rather be playing a major 6. It's a little darker sounding.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
I think I'm a 7 guy.
Are you? A lot of people use a 7 to walk down, so major.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's useful for walking down, chordal things like that. Jazzy.
Yeah.
You want to hear as trebly as it'll go?
Please.
Yeah. And then we put it back in the middle and put everything back in normal town. It's very full. This is a hollow body.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that it has no F-holes. Bound neck.
Bound neck. Top and bottom.
Top and bottom. The whole guitar is flame maple, which doesn't really matter in this case because it's black. I should say they're still making these, although the black is discontinued.
Really?
Your choices now are natural and tobacco sunburst. So that makes this one maybe worth picking up.
Why would they discontinue black?
No clue.
I was fully on board with these guys, this new K crew, and then they pull some boner move like that.
Nice and even.
Yep.
I am sorry to say that around this time...
1956?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we already did it. I'll do it again. Our man Hank dies.
Bummer. R.I.P. Hank.
He got the ball rolling anyway.
That's great.
Shortly thereafter, the contract with Barney was up. 1960. Our man Barney?
Yeah.
By the early 60s, he's firmly ensconced as a member of the Wrecking Crew in Los Angeles. The beat goes on, Sonny and Cher.
I'm sure I do know it.
It's just a one chord song. And the anecdote from that is that the producer wasn't liking how it was going, and they kept having to redo it. Do it again. Another take, another take, another take.
Yeah.
Kessel stands up and says, never have so many been paid so much for playing so little.
Didn't Sonny Bono die in a skiing accident?
I believe he did.
R.I.P. Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono. Beach Boys. Ike and Tina Turner. The Monkees. Hundreds of songs that you would have heard of.
I'm picturing 1960s. Outside of musicians, your average person buying their first guitar, do they know who the members of the Wrecking Crew are?
I wonder if it's a kind of thing where it happens at the point of sale. Yeah, kid, you want to buy this? Barney Kessel. I don't know who Barney Kessel is. Salesman says, do you like the Monkees? Kid says, yeah, I love the Monkees.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. Gibson would go on to make a Barney Kessel model. and a lot of people are familiar with that. Big jazz box, two horn cutaways. But, you know, you're probably right. By 1960, they discontinued the Kessel line.
It's kind of got some big Dick Wolf vibes.
Oh.
You know?
How's it go? Was that it?
Something like that. That's pretty damn close.
Something like that.
Yeah. That sounds great.
It's a good player.
I think it looks cool. I really like the headstock.
So when these first came out, the original Boys Id.
Uh-oh.
1956. The gold K line comes out. We mentioned there are three levels. Top of the line with all the appointments, and then, quote, bottom of the line, mm-hmm. the little guy.
Mm-hmm.
In those dollars, 56, what are you paying? By the way, the model designation was K1700.
In 1956 dollars, you were paying $138.98. $138.98.
That's not too bad.
When you say not too bad, I generally end up feeling terrible.
For me, if you're in the neighborhood, I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. What I want to say is I'm too high, but I bet I'm actually too low.
What would you revise it to?
168.
$200.
So this is like a $2,300 guitar.
Very good, Ed. It's $2,280.
That seems crazy. And this is their low-end model.
That high-end model was $400 in 1956.
That is crazy.
Which would have been $4,600 today. So this, even though it's made overseas, I think it's great. How did this come to be? The guy who ended up with the K name is Tony Blair.
Tony Blair?
Yeah, his name's Tony Blair.
Prime Minister? Same guy.
Probably.
He's so sick of that, and I apologize. We're better than that, John.
Are we?
Not really.
Although Tony Blair bought the K name earlier, it wasn't until 2008 that he decided to commit himself to the reissue instruments.
Yeah.
So he starts the K Guitar Company in California. They start by reissuing 12 models of vintage guitars and basses. And those things really hit the market hard. Sheryl Crow playing one of the basses. Elvis Costello playing one of the guitars.
You like him.
Yeah. People like them and they do play well. I've seen one of the basses. It's huge. The original bass was called the K-162 Electronic Bass. 1952. The P bass, 51, the distinction there is that the K bass was the first commercially available semi-hollow body electric bass guitar. It was the second electric bass in existence after the P bass. And as a semi-hollow instrument, it predates the ES-335 by 6 years.
1958.
Yeah. And it's a really cool bass. I wouldn't mind having one of those.
Yeah.
They sound really nice. And then in 2019, that's what year this is, they reissued the Gold K line.
Yeah.
And these are very reasonable. These are like $800.
That's great.
It's got a ring to it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that guitar. What year's this?
This one's 2019. This might be one to jump on with your 10% discount because they don't make the black one anymore.
Feels like a mistake. And this guy, not making many mistakes, old Tony Blair.
No, Tony Blair knows what's up.
Yeah, I gotta think that's a mistake, but if Tony Blair did it, it's probably the right call.
He's making moves that we don't even see.
Uh-huh.
2004.
Yeah.
Barney Kessel.
Oh, no.
He was 80.
Bummer.
He left the building. But he leaves behind a legacy, his name on some pretty cool guitars that people thought enough of to reissue.
That's great.
You gotta try it. Try and decide. Is it hello or goodbye? Goodbye or goodbye?
Barney Kessel, jazz cat.
Mm-hmm.
Wrecking Crew guy. Prodigious guitar player. Highly skilled. Such that K built him a whole series. Such that Tony Blair reissued that series. The K, Barney Kessel 1700 guitar, Ed, buy or deny?
Buy? Yeah, it's cool. I like it in the black. Yeah, It's fun.
I agree. I think this is pretty cool.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to take pictures.
Oh, yeah, of the guitar?
Of the Kleenex boxes.
You're going to put those on the internet?
All of it.
Great.
We are still members, in good standing, of the Ruinous Media Network of music-related podcasts.
Have they given us any recent feedback?
I haven't heard anything, but in lieu of that, I'm going to assume, yeah, knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, no news is good news kind of thing. We don't want to mess with perfection. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Well, should we then just come back next week and do it again?
Yeah, I think we should.
Let's do it.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.